The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10 o'clock on the nose. 713-780-3776. Me and Del now for the rest of the way. And Alan. I know Alan's going to chime in the whole hour, Del. He's already. Cincy coach Luke Fickell is a Buckeye. Suck it, Del.
What?
I don't know why.
Did we talk about Cincinnati negatively or something?
I don't know why, but we mentioned Cincinnati, so he wanted to chime in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
713-780-3776. Right now, who are your Heisman favorites? Where's Kyle Trask on this list?
I don't know if you know this, but he's on pace to break. Well, he's ahead of the pace Joe Burrow set last year.
Yeah.
As far as touchdowns through, six games? Kyle Trask is probably number one. I do think if Justin Fields gets in, I guess at this point, 8 games or 7. I don't know what the Big Ten's full schedule is when you throw in a potential Big Ten title game. If he gets in 7 or 8 games, I think Justin Fields will probably win it. But Kyle Trask, those numbers are nice. I think Kyle Trask is number
one.
We're
eliminating
right now.
Trevor Lawrence.
He missed, how many games did he miss? He missed
two.
He missed two, and he's not been great in all the other ones.
All right. Who are your four Heisman finalists right now?
Trask, Fields. Who else is out there?
Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost have to put him in there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there is someone I'm not thinking of right now. And it's generally a quarterback award. I don't think there's any non-quarterbacks who will get invited. That's your three right now. Maybe Lawrence gets in if he wows everyone.
Well, I think Lawrence probably gets in, but let's see how Alabama does down the stretch.
Yeah, Mac Jones is the other. I forgot about Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones should. I mean, he's been.
Now, Mac Jones has already missed a game. It wasn't his fault. LSU had the COVID issue, so they couldn't play. But
he would have tore that defense up too.
It's probably unfortunate for him.
Right.
But he and Lawrence and Fields and Trask will all get their final say. They likely all will be playing on championship weekend, so we'll get to see all of them and a couple in the same game. Mac Jones versus Kyle Trask. I mean, Justin Fields will probably be playing some combination of either Wisconsin or Northwestern in the Big Ten title game, and then you got Trevor Lawrence against Notre Dame most likely. So we'll all see them one final time, all on the same Saturday, playing big games. But I think it's the names we mentioned. I don't know. Would they take five? They do take five.
They it's do probably take those, five sometimes.
It'll be those five.
Yeah. Well, LJ wants to talk about Heisman candidates. What do you say, LJ?
Notre Dame beat Clemson one more time. You got to put Ian Book in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. If they
Ian Book.
That will count too because it's the conference championship.
Yeah, I don't know if his numbers will get there. Right.
Yeah,
now,
but if he beats Clemson twice,
that's fine. But I'm just saying numbers mean quite a bit. And right now, through how many games have they played?
If they're unbeaten and he beats Clemson twice, he will be there.
He's Notre Dame.
Are you?
But his numbers would say he's probably not going to win. I mean, he's played five games now, 11 touchdowns, one pick. When they stack those numbers up against the rest, he is going to be lacking. Now, his team will be great, and that'll help him. But the numbers will be a problem for him in terms of winning. But getting there is possible.
Championship weekend is not included in the Heisman Valley?
Sure. It is. It is.
Yeah, it is.
That's sure.
Yeah, it is.
Who said it wasn't?
Alan. He said he called you a dummy.
Alan yes, doesn't it is. Know
championship,
anything.
Championship weekend is included.
It has always been.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
Yeah. He said you were dumb.
Well, Alan, you're wrong. Stop being
stupid. Man, this is a battle of producers. That was my TV producer back in the day and Dell radio producer.
Why doesn't Alan know that championship weekend is included?
Because Alan doesn't know stuff.
It's not that. Dummy.
Yeah. Championship weekend is included.
I want to know what passed through his head to make him think so. When at any point, it's like a playoff game. It doesn't count towards the regular season. No, Alan, it's not the MVP race. It's not stop it. Embarrassing yourself.
Well, bowls aren't included.
Yeah, bowls. No one said anything about bowls.
Right, right.
Not that he would know anything about them. He's not going to one. Florida State fan.
Florida State trash. Trash-ass Florida State.
Whatever.
Trash-ass
Seminole. Every time Lance is out the door, Alan becomes like the third host because you read us nonsense.
Stand by Del being dumb.
Well, you can stand by whatever you want, but you're flat out wrong.
Yeah. This is like my ex versus my
current. I'm not your current.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're my current producer.
Then I got a wandering eye.
Okay. This is like, oh my God.
Always looking for
so jealous.
Looking for an upgrade. And does Alan have a job? What's he doing?
He does. He drives around all day.
Oh, doing nothing.
Nothing. He does nothing. He listens to the show and criticizes you. That's it.
Yeah, and is always wrong about it, too.
That's his life. Mm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Muttley laughed. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ES, I'm kind of tired of talking about James, aren't you?
Until something happens and the Rockets have told the world, and maybe that's just posturing. We're willing to make it uncomfortable.
I'm not tired of that song, though. Can you play it again?
You just want 3 minutes off.
No, I think it's one of the great songs of all time.
If you missed it as I pull it up, explain to people.
Well, this is a love song. It's from Daryl to James, right? Or is it just, it's just a love song to James?
I believe you're supposed to take it as Daryl singing to James.
This is, okay, Daryl singing directly to James.
And the title of it is I Do It for James.
I look into your eyes behind the beard, and what I see is a winner. Got rid of the white and CP3, 'cause I
so well done.
I don't think the ad that Daryl got, and no, a lot of it had to do with his time here, and he thanked plenty of people, but when he wrote that James Harden changed his life, I don't think that can be overplayed.
No.
How nuts that is to put that in writing in a newspaper.
No.
This man changed my life. Relax.
Oh.
It didn't need to, whatever. Okay, man. Sure.
Well, he did.
Look, this.
I mean,
I'm not disagreeing, but to go to the lengths of putting a full page ad out there and making sure that sentence is in it, James Harden changed my life. This is what men write when they're talking about women they love. You changed my life. You made me a better man. Why didn't he finish it off with that?
Well, he
made him a better GM.
Well, yeah, I mean. When you're the second winningest GM of your era, of your time, then, yeah. Well, James did change his life. If it wasn't for James, how much would the Rockets have won?
Look, I'm not, like I said, I'm not disagreeing with that. Yes, James Harden elevated Daryl Morey to a status of one of the better GMs in basketball because of pulling off that trade and competing with the Warriors. You ain't got to write it. You ain't got to put it in an ad in a paper. You don't have to. I don't think I could even write the sentence. Insert men's name changed my life. I would never write it.
No.
And you put it in a newspaper.
Too embarrassing.
Yeah.
Too embarrassing. Let's get Lazy J in here before the break. What up, Lazy J? Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. What's going on, fellas?
What are you doing?
I was getting to talk about James Harden. I'm doing good, man. James Harden, man, I know he's hit a lot of strippers here in the city, man. Just Britney, you know what I'm saying? Like, Megan Thee Stallion, he probably knocked that down. Why he just, I mean, if it was me, I would let them both stay. Russ and Harden, let's work it out. You got a new black coach. Let's see what y'all can do, man. Like, I'm so tired of they talking about Fertitta doesn't have enough money. If you don't have enough money, you can't afford to sell the team. Let's get somebody in here that wants to actually spend some money. Like, why are you going to tear it down? Unless you're going to get a number one pick? I'd trade him for LaMelo Ball. What's your guys' thoughts on that, man?
What, you trade James Harden for LaMelo Ball? Thank God you're not the GM. Thank God. You would trade James Harden for LaMelo Ball. Oh, my goodness. That's the worst thing I've ever heard anyone say.
He said a lot of dumb things.
Yeah, but
that might be the dumbest.
Come on, dude.
If you want to tear it down.
Thank God you're not the GM.
I mean, I get the sentiment of if you're going to blow it up and start fresh. Don't do half measures. But you can get a better player in return than LaMelo Ball.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
He didn't even say Lonzo. He said LaMelo.
I know. Well, is LaMelo going to be better than Lonzo?
I don't know. I don't really know.
They're both balls, and you got to put up with the dad.
Well, we haven't seen so much of LeVar in New Orleans, have we?
No, and LeVar, I got a lot more respect for LeVar after yesterday.
Amazing. All he had to do was write. All he had to do was say something about hoes and how you're not going to be able to find one if you're an NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you'll be able to find hoes. You won't be able to find a good woman, according to LeVar, if you're an NBA player, a young one. And now you have a newfound respect for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Absolutely. I have I feel like
all he did was put into words what everyone already knows.
That's right. But everybody's too afraid to say it. That's not the case with my man LeVar. He's my new guy.
Your man.
That's my guy.
So he can come on the show now?
Nope.
Okay.
10:14 ESPN 97.5. Not unless I'm drinking a bunch of Coors Lights. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. It's Texas chill, baby. You know it's chill when you see the Blue Mountains. Are you drinking them today? I think we will be. Going to a little golf course, probably throw down a few. I'm not going to limit myself to a few. I'm probably going to throw down more than a few. And here's the deal. I know it's cold. I know it's refreshing. I know it's the world's most refreshing beer because I saw a billboard that said so, and they can't lie on a billboard. So if you're looking for Texas chill, if you're looking for the official beer of playing golf, if you're looking for the official beer of beautiful weather, because that's what we got, go sit on a patio today and make it your official beer. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
As a locally based company, Gallo Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business and share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 975 and 92.5, then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local. Want to clean something up? As I was distracted by Allen's stupidity, I was going through Ian Book's stats. I said he had 11 touchdowns through 5 games. Notre Dame's played 8 games and he has 11 touchdowns. That's not good enough. He's not winning the Heisman with those numbers. 11 touchdowns through 8 games. In comparison, Justin Fields has thrown 11 touchdowns through 3 games. The Clemson win is great. The numbers aren't going to stack up against the other finalists.
No. But beat them twice and you got a real shot to be there. I didn't say win. Be there.
I think that'll be rough. But the Midwest vote, is he going to split that with Justin Fields? I wonder how that would go for him.
Well, you get more than one vote.
What do you mean you get more than one? A second place vote?
Yeah, you get second, third, fourth.
Yeah, I wonder. He would have to pick it up quite a bit. But we'll see.
Yep. And he might, Notre Dame might pick, just because Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Breaking, the 24/7 Sports is reporting that Houston and SMU postponed amid COVID concerns within the Houston program.
So for the first time since the season has begun, Houston is actually the cause of a cancellation, right, where they have been on the opposite end of that,
right,
recently, or throughout the year.
And they are already playing Memphis on December 5th, meaning the earliest date being discussed for SMU-UH is December 12th. Here's the deal, is especially if U of H takes care of Tulsa, and then they've got one more, they got Memphis too. They take care of business, they can be in the championship game.
It'll be tough for them because they already have a straight-up loss to UCF, who's still in consideration, and we know they lost to Cincinnati, who's an odds-on favorite. Yeah, they'd have to show something they haven't shown all year long.
Yeah, they got to go unbeaten the rest of the way.
Yeah.
But they've got a chance to be in the American championship game, and so they're going to have to play that SMU game. SMU's loss last week to Tulsa was a backbreaker. Tulsa came back in the final minute and beat them.
I mean, they might play. When's the American title game? The 12th or the 19th?
It's got to be the 19th.
Is that where they scheduled it?
I'm pretty sure. But they've got the 5th already, Memphis, and they've got the 12th, the availability, which they'll probably put in there for SMU, and then the championship game.
Let's see. I'm looking for the date. Yeah, I mean, just it's part of the deal. You talk about that. Miami had to push back 2 weeks, which means we talk about a lot of Notre Dame, Clemson. Miami is still alive for that. They would need one of those teams to lose. Well, Notre Dame would have to lose twice, Clemson once. But they have a game currently scheduled on championship weekend. They would play. They're going to play Georgia Tech, and ACC put the caveat in. If that game does not affect the ACC title picture or Miami's ability to play in the game, then they'll play it. Then they'll be able to play it. But if Miami is obviously unavailable to play it because they have an ACC title game appearance, then the game just doesn't get played. That's kind of the world we're living in right now.
Yep. They got December 5th, so they can play SMU on the 12th.
So they might just play it anyway.
They'd have to have Tulsa lose another game, too. Tulsa would have to lose to them and another game. Because yeah. Tulsa's 4-0 right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a little rough trying to get there.
But it's possible.
And they would, considering when the title game is, they're going to play that game either way, right? Isn't the title game on the 19th, so they just play the game no matter what?
Yep.
Yeah. It'll get played as long as there's no other delays affecting other games.
Right. If they're not able to play Tulsa, I wonder if they would move Memphis, because Memphis isn't going to be in the championship game. They would move the Cougs and Memphis to the 19th.
Guess it all depends. What affects what.
Yep. Well, Cougs got business to take care of, and they need some help, too. So, but it's a possibility. But their game this week is canceled. We will talk to Dana about it tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. Let's get Chris in here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Hey, yeah, I'd just like to ask, you know, following the Bill O'Brien, the bonehead D-Hop trade, and looking at the offer that the Spurs made us for Dinwiddie and a bunch of other just, you know, okay players, if I want your opinion if you guys think that Bill O'Brien and that trade, if that has set in motion nothing but, like, trash-ass trade opportunities for our Houston teams, if we've become the dumb city that everybody's just going to give, you know, crap trade offers to because we accept them, if he kind of set the tone for that. I'll hang up and listen on what you guys think.
No, I, as a matter of fact, I think it's the exact opposite. I think what everybody saw, how dumb the trades were that Bill O'Brien made, and they're not going to be labeled a Bill O'Brien. They're going to get everything that they possibly can. Oh, the Rockets have already shown that. Apparently, with the Nets, they're asking for way too much, and it might be Kyrie Irving they're asking. And so that's the rumor behind the scenes. No, I think Bill O'Brien taught everybody, wow, we got to get a bunch. Otherwise, we're going to be, everybody's going to think of us like Bill O'Brien. No, Bill O'Brien is in a special category. Nobody's that dumb at trading. Nobody's that dumb at trading. Nobody. So, no, the city of Houston is not going to have Bill O'Brien's stank on it. Well, that's Bill O'Brien's stank. It's not like you can catch it like Lance's shoulder herpes.
I think the Texans are well within their capabilities of developing their own personal stank without Bill O'Brien having to be involved. Considering,
well, no. I think that they're going to go the exact opposite now. We ain't doing a trade unless we're winning it.
Oh, I'm not talking about trades. I'm just talking about as a organization going forward.
They'll forever have that Bill O'Brien. It'll still be Bill O'Brien's stink.
Yeah, and I think Cal and Jack Easterby can develop their own stink.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's not the case.
No, hope.
I'm hoping they might have learned
saying? Hope in one hand and wish in the other?
Yeah. But
Well, what's it? Hope in one hand and bleep in the other? What it is?
Yeah.
What is it? Okay.
Wish in one hand.
Wish in one hand, bleep in the
bleep
other.
Bleep in the other.
Yeah.
And see which one fills up first.
I feel like the Texans have a real good shot of the non-wish hand filling up first.
Yeah. I think it's the exact opposite of what you said there, Chris. The exact opposite.
But if Jack...
Everybody's going to be very leery about making a trade now.
Well, if they're self-aware, wasn't Jack Easterby in all those discussions and rooms?
Jack Easterby's already behind the scenes pushing back, saying, you know, I really didn't like those. I really didn't like those.
But he was pounding the table on some of them, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, okay. Pounding the table.
Okay, so be leery enough. But if there's some player available who's really got really good Christian values.
No. No. And if I'm Cal, I don't like let him do a thing. No. I was in those meetings where you were pounding your fist on the table for guys and saying, we got to do this and we got to do that. Yeah, but it was the Stockholm Syndrome. Bill had me under his powers. It was Bill.
So how
wasn't
did
me.
So how was he able to get out from under Bill and get Bill fired if Bill had so much control over him?
Well, the 0-4?
Sure.
0-4. And player revolt.
But if it was Stockholm Syndrome, you would have defended Bill to the death.
At some point, you turned into Littlefinger and just turned.
He was always Littlefinger. In fact, he might have been encouraging Bill to make these moves because he knew how it would play out. Everything about that?
You think.
What would Littlefinger do?
Well, yes, he would poison him.
Yeah, he would, hey, do this.
This is a great idea, Bill.
Yeah, because he knew what the likely scenario would be. And he's like, hey, that's Bill. Wasn't me.
That's the same with this dumb, got to keep Romeo Crennel because it's a pandemic.
Uh-huh. And bring in Scott Pioli and get yourself a contract extension.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Already covering your own ass.
You think this is a long play by Jack Easterby?
Why wouldn't it be?
You think that he had all of this? Wait a minute. He's playing chess and we're all playing marbles.
Yeah. And Bill lost his on the way out the door.
God.
Don't underestimate
him. If this is a long play... And he's had this whole thing planned out all this time. Hey, Pioli, I got an idea.
Mm-hmm. Just wait.
Here's
on
where
it.
I'm going to go.
I see you having trouble in Atlanta
right now.
You know
Bill O'Brien. He's going to screw this up so bad. You know Bill O'Brien and his temper. You know Bill O'Brien and his bossy ways.
And guess what? You bring a Scott Pioli as your personnel man, and if things don't go well, hey, we got to get rid of Scott.
Hey, Pioli, guess what we can do here?
And just think, if things go poorly, Scott Pioli, he's a football guy, not me. We got to get rid of him. I can bring in another guy. Jack ain't fooling me. He may be fooling the rest of y'all. He's not fooling me. I know what he's about.
I don't think he's that smart to pull this off.
He's
all
already
the way from leaving Kansas City to come here.
What?
You think he had this whole play in mind?
The man went from, and this is no disrespect to a chaplain, the man went from team chaplain to the head football guy of a NFL organization. Why do you think he's not bright enough to figure it out? And he's got he's got a great patsy. Bill was his patsy, and now he's working on Cal.
He just stepped right. He was like a ladder. That's all he did.
Chaos is a ladder, John.
He walked right. Yes, chaos is a ladder. Chaos is a ladder.
I would say one thing. For all the things you can say about Jack Easterby, don't say he's dumb.
No. Conniving. Conniving and, man, backstabbing. And
the most powerful football man in the organization.
It's unbelievable. Flipping believable. McGrath Pest Control is unbelievable too. That's my guy, Scott McGrath over at McGrath Pest Control. And I love him. Well, first thing we did when we got the house is I called Scott McGrath, said, okay, you got to come. First thing, you got to check for the termites. And he did that. Second thing, when we moved in, said, okay, we got to start our spraying. Hawaii came, got that job done. Nothing easy, simple. He'll be back in a couple, 3 months. And here we go. So, That's what happens every single day with Scott McGrath. And now, you know what I don't have to worry about is bugs. And during the summer, you want the mosquito murdering system. Got that. You want to install that now so it's ready for spring and summer. Got that. It's no problem. Scott McGrath and McGrath Pest Control have been around forever, and they're just the best. I've seen them do unbelievable things with what looked like they were. There was absolutely no chance he'd be able to get rid of these bugs, and he did. They kill termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. They can install exclusions to keep rodents out too. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrath, McGrath, McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
10:31 ESPN 97.5. I don't know where this is. Is there an Aaron Wilson article today, Del, about the Texans and the GM job? Steph Stradley has just tweeted out, I would feel better about this, except who his agent is and how Easterby is listed on the agent's website. Aaron's article that laid out info the way the Texans might see things. I've been burn blowing off what I consider to be dumb rumors. This is what this article says. The Texans are leaning on Easterby during a time of transition. Easterby was elevated to interim GM from executive vice president of football operations after O'Brien's dismissal following an 0-4 start. McNair plans to eventually hire a permanent general manager and head coach. Easterby is expected to be among the candidates for the GM job.
And you're surprised by any of this? When this came out, the report, I forgot by which NFL.com person, about how hiring Romeo Crennel for another year, and so Easterby can have a couple of years to figure things out, John McClain tweeted out something along the lines of, the Texans will hire a new GM and a new head coach. Hiring Jack Easterby would be hiring a new GM, because he's not actually he's the interim. So I don't. It didn't dissuade me from the thought that Crennel's an interim. Hiring him would be hiring a new head coach. It wouldn't surprise me at all now the Crennel thing would be insane, really. But the Easterby thing, whatever. Because who's making the real decisions here? Cal. And can you put anything past a guy we don't believe can do this job? You look, if you believe the Texans are going to be run correctly, you have to believe Kyle McNair will do it correctly.
Well, I believe wholeheartedly that Jack Easterby has Cal under his spell.
So you have to believe Jack Easterby doesn't want to be the GM.
Oh, I really, really, really believe that Jack Easterby is a real possibility as GM.
So
I really, really, really believe that would be the worst thing that the Texans organization could do.
So if the two things you just said, that Easterby is a real possibility and that Cal is under Easterby's thumb, so why wouldn't he be the GM?
Yes. Because Jack's probably, I don't know, with the GM, what's a place for me as pro personnel director? I'm not sure.
And then you have to pay both of us. And wouldn't it be just easier?
I believe that he has him under his spell saying, we can do this. We can do this with Matt Bezergen. I have no idea. Bezergen, he can be personnel director and he can and run the whole scouting department and we'll just make decisions, but we're going to make them, you know, with the right thing in mind first. We're going to set up a culture around here. Mm-hmm. This culture is going to be about living right, about doing things right, about you know, being God-fearing. And there's nothing wrong with being God-fearing at all. But you know what? This may just be hitting Cal right where he wants to be hit. Exactly what Cal wants.
And for all the Corn Fairy is going to be involved, that's fine. But Jack Easterby will be with Cal every day for the next however many days it takes to make this decision.
Why would you pay Corn Fairy six figures, $100,000 to $200,000, and then pick Jack Easterby?
We've seen certain...
Because Corn Fairy certainly can't say that Jack Easterby is a candidate for the GM job. If they do, then they should no longer do what they
do. Well, we've seen them pick guys we don't think. Outside of Masai Ujiri and maybe one other, they don't have a real great track record.
No, but they also don't have a track record. Have they ever put a guy in position that was the team chaplain?
Well, he's not the team chaplain anymore, John.
No, I know he's not, but he doesn't have any experience, any personnel experience in the NFL.
Look, I don't know necessarily about Corn Fairy, but we have seen search firms get hired by schools to pick a candidate, and it winds up the school still picks an internal candidate. Like, wait, wasn't that guy on the staff that didn't work out? And the school still hires that guy. Now sometimes it works out because Dabo did it.
But at least that guy was qualified for the job.
Well, you wouldn't know that. Maybe he wasn't, particularly if the job doesn't go well. From coordinator or position coach to head coach, it doesn't always work. Now, Dabo was a wide receiver coach, and we know the rest is history. It worked out hiring a guy from a failed staff. Sometimes it doesn't. So search firms only have as much power as the real decision makers allow them to have. And this is going to be Cal's first big hire. Remember that too.
Oh.
These are his first big hires.
And he's under that spell. He's under the Easterby spell.
So he may not want to leave it to Corn Fairy.
Is Easterby a witch or a warlock?
He's a man, so he would be called a warlock.
Warlock.
Yes.
But you cannot be a male witch?
I don't know if you can be one, but I'm not sure you're called a witch.
I heard guys calling each other your witch.
Yeah, I think you've heard the other word.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Rhymes with witch.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, I think if you're, from what I watch a lot of those movies because I'm a nerd, you're a warlock if you're a man. I've never heard of you could be a male witch, but I think it's warlock.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's a warlock. I think he is, I think he's Lord Baelish.
Did Draymond call KD a witch?
No, he used another term.
Oh. I thought that was it.
And I think Easterby is more like Lord Baelish.
You don't think it's Varys?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Because even...
You don't think it's Wormtongue? This is more Wormtongue?
No, possibly Wormtongue.
And Cal's turned a rock?
Possibly. He might be the king. I forgot what kingdom. You're the nerd. You would tell me more about Lord of the Rings. What kingdom? The horse kingdom, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
No, because Varys, despite his machinations, always was in the background. He never grabbed for power. He never became... I think he might have been Lord of Whispers, but he never held a land, he never had a castle. Jack Easterby is whatever is the vice president of player personnel, whatever his name is, whatever the title is, currently interim GM. He has grabbed power. He's Lord Varys.
Yeah.
And like I've said before, the Texans don't have an Arya Stark in their midst.
Somebody who can I don't want to do that.
Not real, but figuratively.
Right.
They don't have one of those people.
Figuratively.
They don't have figuratively. They don't appear to have someone who can exercise, you know, Jack from the equation.
Let's get Bobby in here. What do you say, Bobby?
Hey, John. Hey, I would think Easterby's more like the high sparrow. You know, he's high holiness, and he's righteous, and he's religious. I think he's the high sparrow.
He makes a
That's
point.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
The high sparrow kind of came out of nowhere and fed on.
Took over the entire kingdom.
He had the king subjugated to him.
Well, did he not well?
Well.
Did he not do imprison the queen?
Both queens at one point.
Yeah.
Also had the king taking his words. The problem is
he didn't kill the queen. That was the problem.
And then the queen got yeah. her get back.
Right.
And I don't think the Texans have a Cersei in their midst either. They don't have one of those either. If they don't have an Arya, they definitely don't have a Cersei.
No. Yeah, I could see the High Sparrow.
Yeah, it's not a bad not a bad one.
Yeah. Well, the whole backstabbing part. Man, I've never seen Jack Easterby and Jack Easterby, if he is Jack Easterby is a behind the scenes. Jack Easterby, you know what Jack Easterby does not want? Any of this.
Too late now.
No, because he's put himself front and center and right in the clutches of everyone. And
Mike Florio's not letting up.
No, we're not letting up either.
No. You think about, look, because of this thing we do, we can start ripping off GM names, but I don't know that many of them. Jack Easterby may be the most famous GM currently in football. His name is everywhere.
He really is.
What GM names do you hear?
You really don't.
I mean, we know them because we do this, like with John Schneider in Seattle. And we can just go. Is Howie Roseman still in Philly? Is he still there? Maybe. Who knows? Joe Douglas in New York. Just Lance brings him up.
The only reason you know his name is because they're so terrible.
Yeah, but Easterby is above them all in terms of neck recognition right now.
Easterby
of all, and he would, and like you say, he would rather not. He would rather have that not be the case, but oh well.
Yeah, Veach because he won.
Yeah, you can start going through guys like John Dorsey because of what he built and where he's been. But I don't know who's Green Bay's.
Gundekunst.
Is that his name?
Gundekunst. Yeah, yeah.
Minnesota's, is Spielman there? I don't know. Okay, I know him because he used to be the Dolphins guy.
I just saw an article today. We owe him an apology because his team is actually pretty good.
And he was a guy who took a lot of heat because of what he did in Miami. But he has changed his narrative.
Well, and he got a – man, getting out of Gunley. I love when – you know what? I made a mistake. I'm out of it. Keim in Arizona, mm-hmm. We made a mistake. And we got to get out of it. And we're going to draft a quarterback the very next year.
Yep. Get rid of the coach and out of the quarterback.
Out of the coach and out of the quarterback. And guess what? Look at where they are right now. He saved his job by doing that.
Yeah.
By admitting he was wrong. Which is something that I don't know that we ever heard Bill O'Brien do that.
Usually when people said he was doing things poorly, he did this. That's not an admission of doing something
right
wrong.
Now, is he cringing?
I don't know why he would listen to this show.
No, this is not a bad show for Bill O'Brien.
Because this is the only show who plays that clip and others of his. I wouldn't listen to this show if I was him.
No, I don't think. No, I don't think that he's going to be listening to this show.
Well, you brought it up. Yes, he would.
If he was, though, is that not a cringy-worthy moment for you in your career that you're screaming at a fan?
Oh no, because I thought when that happened last year, some stations were talking about the fact that that's really good and it's cool. It's going to bring the locker room together because Bill O'Brien's all about it. He's not just the normal. He's just a regular guy. That was a narrative that was sold,
mm-hmm.
and that lasted all up until 51-7. And everyone was like, okay, maybe stop yelling and be better at coaching.
Stop yelling at everybody, Bill. All right, 10:43 ESPN, 97.5 News of the Weird. Coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
This is ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Missouri lawmakers had to cancel their COVID-19 special session, Del. Why do you think so?
Because most of them had COVID?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the irony in these stories, isn't it?
Yeah. Did they insist they meet in person, too? Was that part of the thing? That it couldn't have been done virtually? They had to all be together to do it?
Why? Why do you have to be together?
I know. It's been proven. Everyone can work from home. Hell, how many shows, even before... when we were doing the whole let's be safe, how many shows did you do from home just because that was the way to do it? And we do a radio. You can do a radio show from home. You can't meet virtually to talk about whatever.
You can
three meet. People. Three
That's
people.
What people are doing now. I don't know if you heard.
Three people were doing radio show in different spots.
Yeah.
Lance was at home. You're at home. I was here. You can't have a virtual show meeting, you dopes.
Hmm. A California woman is in a bit of trouble. I can't even read this one.
Okay.
You
can read it.
No.
You can read the headline.
It's bad.
After what we talked about?
A California woman wields stun gun while accusing family of acting like black people in a white neighborhood.
What? Please tell me what the family did to make her... say that about
why don't you act like a white person?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and a black family, I guess, that a black family living in Discovery Bay is speaking out after experiencing a white neighbor commanding them. Oh, she's commanding the black family
to act like white.
I get it. I thought she was saying it to her own family,
which just makes it funny. Now it's just racist. That the other part wasn't racist either. But now it's overtly racist. Why don't you act like a white family? What does that mean?
Stop acting black. Ooh. That's what she told him. Yeah, she's probably got problems now.
Stop acting black.
She's going to get canceled.
Oh, well, she's...
Especially in California, woman.
Well, there are some conservative parts of California. I just don't know where they are, but... Stop. What? This is... Why are you talking to other people? What is it your concern how they're acting? Why do you care?
Stop.
Look, a lot of it, as you've been told this since you were a kid, mind your business. Just mind your business and you'll be fine. Business. Stay out of other people's lives. You have no business being in. Isolationism is what I believe in.
Apparently, Playgirl has relaunched, Dell, and its first edition sold out. Did you get the new first edition of Playgirl?
I was going to ask how many copies Alan bought.
Whoa, Alan. Oh, I hope you're okay, Alan, because you just got...
I mean, I hope he didn't deplete the supply.
You just caught it.
You only need one, buddy. Well, unless you do stuff to it, then you might need more.
Whoa, the pages get all sticky?
Well, I was going to not be that clear about it, but yes, John, yes.
Okay. I think it's kind of... Isn't it... Well, it's Playgirl. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do women buy? I don't know. Do guys buy Playgirl and do women buy Playboy?
I mean, I'm sure there's some crossover, but I always thought Playgirl was for gay men.
You did?
I thought so.
I always thought it was for women.
I don't know. I don't ask women, and I don't ask gay men if they buy Playgirl. It's not a question I've ever asked, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're out there,
Alan.
Oh, I was gonna say Eric.
Either one. Doesn't matter to me.
Conan O'Brien. He's going to end his late night show in 2021. I've never been a Conan O'Brien guy.
I liked him, but I'm not a huge late night guy. I like Craig Ferguson when he was on. I liked him. I thought he was pretty funny.
I'm not a huge late night guy, period. I liked Letterman.
Yeah. I mean, I never was a Leno guy.
No, never was a Leno guy, but I've never ever been a Conan guy.
Conan... You know, he went through the whole now you have the big show, and then Jay came back and sabotaged it, so he went to TBS, and he kind of been out of the public eye. I mean, it doesn't hit the same when you're doing a show on TBS. I mean, you can see some of his stuff digitally on YouTube and stuff. I mean, he's done it for like 28 years.
It's time for something new, I guess. Yeah, but talk about a career. How much money has this dude made?
I know.
He's on at 2 in the morning.
Or
whenever.
Yeah. I mean, I think the TBS show became a thing that was a prime time show for late night, like 11:30 Eastern time, whatever. But, or 11:30
Yeah, but he can't have rated against.
No, it was on TBS.
No.
But he kept that job for years, even on TBS. Been 28 years of this, I think. I guess at some point you're like, all right, I'm done. How many jokes can I tell?
I know. I'll tell you who's gotten tired is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah?
I mean, even if you hate Trump, every single monologue is just about, every single one is just about Trump. And even if you hate him, you're probably like, now you're making me feel sorry for Trump.
I don't think if you hate him, I think he has a special place in a lot of people's heart that they're going to be no feelings of empathy or sorrow for him, no matter what you do. I don't know. I know I see some Twitter stuff, and I know Kimmel goes after him quite a bit. They've had their back and forth on Twitter themselves. I mean, I guess at some point when January 20th, whatever the day comes around, whatever the day the inauguration is, does he knock it off or does he attack Trump until whenever? I don't know. At some point, I guess it goes away.
At some point, he's got to. At some point, you got to. You got to stop and get some different material. And by the way, it's not. I don't think Kimmel's all that funny, but that's just me. Michael B. Jordan, sexiest man alive. Del, do you agree or disagree?
Once again, you have to ask Alan.
Alan said he did get the new Playgirl, and it's going to give it to you for Christmas.
Alan, you don't have to. I don't want your used Playgirls, Alan, because I know what you do to things you use. I mean, Michael B. Jordan, not that I care one way or the other, but he can objectively a handsome man, so I guess he wins. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm not up in arms about it. I'm not going to file a petition. It should have been Leo again. No, I don't care.
No, I mean, come on. I know you're not going to get it if you get this. Cinnabon is selling whole pints of their iconic frosting for the first time ever. Do you want a pint of Cinnabon frosting?
I'm not a big Cinnabon or Cinnabon. Just
they're pretty good.
They're fine, but
I don't eat that.
No, I'm not a huge sweets guy. Anyways, sweet guy, I mean, I've had I haven't had more than 5 Cinnabons in my entire life. They're okay, but I mean, I'm not a sweet guy. It doesn't matter. I'm surprised they've waited this long. You see all the other places do. You can buy a jug of tea from anyone who's like, I think you can do it from Chick-fil-A. You can get their lemonade in large quantities. I'm just surprised it took so long. I'm sure people will eat that by the spoonful.
Yes. Oh, but that's just.
Yeah.
Why not?
Would you have to warm it up
first?
Why
don't you just put a load of fat on yourself? Okay.
It's less fun to do it that way.
Well, your teeth will fall out if you immediately just do spoonfuls of their frosting.
Yeah, I'm not sure the consistency of it when it's not warm. Like, are you really scooping it out of the bucket, or are you going to warm that up and eat it? I don't know. Good luck to anyone who buys it.
Apparently, U.S. Senate has passed an anti-doping sports bill. Have you seen this?
No.
The United States Senate only passed a bill to pursue criminal penalties against anyone involved in doping at an international event involving American athletes. You could face up to 10 years in prison. This is kind of a deterrent, I think.
Yeah, for cheating?
Yeah.
Now, this, they said it's involving any event that involves any American athlete. So can they have charges against non-Americans if an American's at the event, or is it just involving Americans? How does that work?
Well, it'll be hard to, it wouldn't be hard to.
Like, if it's not on U.S. soil, how do you enforce that against someone who's not an American?
Well, I don't know, but isn't the Americans who are involved in it,
well,
if they're going to be doping?
Well, I get that part.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get the language of it.
The act will provide the tools needed to protect clean athletes and hold accountable international doping conspiracies that defraud sports sponsors and that harm athletes.
So it makes it seem like they want to make this, like if you're Canadian and you come down here for an event and you do and you get caught.
Well, if you're here and you're doing it, yeah, it'll be hard to prosecute if they're doing it somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
Apparently, Sweden thought Russia had submarines that for years and years were invading their spaces and spying on them. But it turns out they were herring farts.
How big are herring farts?
I don't know, but apparently they sound like Russian subs.
And they didn't look into it anymore to figure out that it was just, what, fish farting?
Yeah, I guess, you know.
You know what, I would be a little insulted if I was a Russian sub. You guys confuse us for fish farts?
Yeah.
You think so poorly of us?
It's really? With our technology, we went to the moon.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, we've had cosmonauts.
Yeah.
And you think our subs are like farts? Whoa. I don't know. No.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And we're done. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97. Can't be prettier out, everybody. Go outside and have a great day.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!